Oh, incredibly disruptive. Like, what are you going to do in that case? Just run them over. Speed bumps.
So just put the pedal down. Nice and firm.
Pedal down, windshield wipers on. Sorry, it got dark in here.
That was such a visual. I wasn't ready for that, man. Oh my goodness. The windshield wiper got me. I don't know why that got me so bad. Hey guys, we're the Hard Time Shotman podcast, cheering up a better class of man. And this week's homesteading episode, we are going to talk about area studies. Because we just love talking about really interesting and, you know, high intensity, high paced subjects, right?
Not to be confused with patterns of life.
We can do another one later. Things.
Yeah, why we not? We will.
references and resources for today. Mike Shelby over at Forward Observer. In the show notes that you guys will be able to access on the public side of our Patreon page, I linked his site, forwardobserver.com, and the YouTube video where he goes in depth on formatting an area study. That is the vast majority of, you know, where I got all this information. We'll, of course, expound on, you know, how we typically do things. But great resource there. Great guy. You know, on the site, he sends out a newsletter with just regional intelligence on the weekly, I'm pretty sure. So cool resource if you don't have any other, you know, kind of reliable information coming in. Excuse me. Also linked Caltopo and Osmand. Caltopo and Osmand, great. You know, great offline map resources. Osmand, especially for the offline map, Caltopo, especially for map building. So being able to collaborate with people in real time on different maps, you'll be able to set different waypoints, different, you know, radiuses, be able to set all sorts of different layers and things to the map. You really make it your own. And radio reference, which I think we've talked about in comms class at one point, but that's a really cool resource where you can get the frequencies to like law enforcement dispatch, you know, first responders, all that sort of stuff in your area. So that is what we are pulling from today. Yay. So what is an area study? My, you know, haphazard description, area study is an interdisciplinary / holistic intelligence write-up of your specific operating environment. There you go.
Pretty close. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a better one? That's the best I can come up with on the fly.
Dude, not without going into just some ridiculous descriptors. That is actually as like I'm talking to high schooler as possible. Not that so they understand what autistic is, but you know, here it is.
Yeah. And we will make a note before we start. So this area study is designed to be written down. So it's designed to be essentially, you know, a packet that you write up, that you gather all your materials. And this is something that is meant to be shared. This is not something that you just lock away or you know, have in the, you know, the back of your mind compartmentalized somewhere. This isn't just for you. This is for anybody who's available to help. This is for family members, for neighbors, for your community. Because if you go down, if you're unavailable, if you're off doing something somewhere else, and this information is needed, then it's needed. If you have it in a good spot where it can easily be shared, then, you know, that's what it's there for.
So like most any other, honestly, the closest thing I can really like compare this to that people would have probably have had experience with, especially if you're in the military, this is kind of close to a CONOP in a way. You can think of it that way. There's a lot of information that needs to be disseminated, but it's got to be broken down. And that's the easiest way that you can wrap your head around it is to just break it down. And certain people are only going to need to know certain things. So this is along those lines of being able to disseminate information quickly and efficiently.
Well, it's a way to compartmentalize. So yeah, you exactly. want to know the whole picture, but you want to get all those parts, you know, in good enough quality and quantity, you know, to make it useful. Right. So if right. you focus only on one specific thing, then you keep doing that and you have a pretty good picture.
Yep. Yep. All right, kids. Let's dig into this area study, at least the format of it. So to start with, you have your title page, and I mean, there's not much that goes on this title page. Most important thing is just your date, because you got to know how old this information is. Because if you're doing an area study, if you're doing even patterns of life, like there is a certain amount of time that this information is good for with all intelligence. So if this information is old, it's not reliable. Like it's just ignore it. Do a new area study. It's not that hard.
Well, I think that has to do, you know, the top age is just, you know, obviously you know what it is, but someone else picking it up, just a little white binder, is not going to know what the hell they're looking at. So,
right. That's what I
mean. Hey, this is, you know, this is for this area at this time, you know, just a bare bones what they're looking at.
Exactly. And not a lot of people have the experience with intelligence in such a way that where old intelligence is not necessarily bad intelligence, but it is old intelligence. Keyword being old. There's a finite time period for intelligence where it remains good. Some will remain good for a long period of time. Others, especially if you're trying to track down like an HBT or something like that, time is very much of the essence. Kind of like, you know, we just had the anniversary of Battle of Mogadishu not too long ago, and they were dealing with the problem of trying to get, who is it, Muhammad Farad Aidid? Can't remember the guy's actual name, but like they were trying to get him, and he was moving around so much. It was like Saddam Hussein. Like he almost never stayed in the same place twice. So they could get an area study done of the area, but the problem is they couldn't pinpoint where he was at any given time. So yes, an area study would be very, very effective of that, because it would give them their routes in, their routes out, their the general plan of the entire operation. But you're missing that one key point, which would have been, and I know I keep harping on this, it would have been a pattern of life. Because they would have needed like accurate, up-to-date intelligence on where this guy was. And they just didn't have it. Even like as the mission was going on, they didn't have it. So I just listened to Modern, what was that? That podcast that you got me listening to, the Modern Warfare Institute, I think it was. Yeah, they had the anniversary of that, and they had some people on there, and they were talking about how they were kicking in doors on buildings, thinking it was the right one, and it sure as hell wasn't. There was nobody there. It turns out it was like next door, and you know what would have been great for that? Accurate human intelligence.
Up-to-date intelligence.
Yes, live human intelligence. But no, this is not that. This is part of that. So, cover title page. Sorry, I went on a little tangent there. Your next bit is the area of operations, or AO, overview. This is where you can learn about where you can expect to travel, operate, or defend. If you're bugging out, it gives you a route study And this is all about information dominance. You want to know more than your potential enemy does. Like, you want to know where your bad neighborhoods are. You want to know who's going to shoot at you. You want to know who's going to wave at you. You know, want to know who's going to give you the finger. That is for sure something that they did in Mogadishu. They were talking about that, was they knew exactly what streets they could go down and be safe, versus they knew that if they turned down this street and went into this area, they were going to get shot at for sure.
Well, whereas that's the crazy part.
They get the finger.
Well, that's the crazy part about where I live. Like, obviously I'm off in the suburbs, but like the major city where I live, mm-hmm. you go down one street, be totally fine. One street over, it could be a completely different picture. Like, it's, and if you don't live there, if you're not, you know, familiar with the area, you'd have no freaking idea.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy.
Yeah. It was the same issue where, at my old house, if you went, a block or two over, it was way more run down. The whole neighborhood was way more run down than it should have been. And then if you go another block or two, it was great. All the houses were well kept, everything.
It was all fine.
It's so odd. Like, a lot of places are like that too. But
yeah,
that's the kind of thing you can figure out for in your area of operations overview. Also in this, you can identify your intelligence gaps. So you need to know what you don't know so that you can fix that. You know, there is a saying, you don't know what you don't know. Well, this is how you figure it out. Like, what are you missing? Figure it out.
Well, and writing it down, you know,
exactly.
Write down. So like, as you're going through this, okay, so I can check off, you know, all right, so this is my AO. Where am I, you know, expecting to travel, to work, to operate, to defend? You know, if I have to bug out, where am I going? You know, why I go to do that? I need to do a route study on that. Like you said, just information dominance, information overload, you know, like, and just being curious. So, okay, I live next to a railroad track. Where does that go?
Right.
How far does that go, you know, before I get to a major, you know, a major station, or, you know, a major, you know, like, loading area? Just being curious. And then as you're going through this, okay, what's the biggest question I have? You know, that's probably going to lead you down to where you have a major intelligence gap, and then fixing mm-hmm. that. You know, we harp on it all the time. You know, we live right now in a state of, you know, in a measure of peace where you can just Google something. You know, you have such huge resources at your fingertips. You just have to use it.
Right. Yep. And the big thing is too, like you said, we live in a time where we do have those resources, but there will come a time where you don't. And I lived through that when we got hit by Hurricane Milton and we lost power. Also means we lost internet. So yes, you have data on your phone, but if you live in an area where there's not great cell signal, i.e. me, I rely on Wi-Fi, and you lose that, it's very, very tough to run down information that you may need. So next is your area of interest, or your AI overview. What you're looking for here is what outside of your AO or your area of operations is important. So this may be your grocery stores. This may be your police stations, gas stations, community centers, high traffic roads, fire departments. Pool stores, if you need them. Like, it's whatever you may potentially need, whether it be a resource, a service, or I don't know, food, water,
or think of like electricity. You know, the human element. So major gathering areas, you know, what's a major church or mm-hmm. major, you know, if there's major entertainment centers, or, you know, where, what's the key terrain, where are the key places, you know, around your area? You know, what's going to what could directly or indirectly affect you?
Yep. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And where is it?
And that's where, so like, that's what we were talking about with Caltopa or Osmand. So in your AO review, in your AI review, you know, in the session of the binary, you can be laying down waypoints and, you know, radiuses and all these other things on a solid, solid map of this area. Throw that sucker in the binder, man. You know, and then next page, have a list of those things, distances in between, or, you know, secondary, tertiary, you know, different areas. I mean, all this stuff, you're trying to draw the best, most detailed picture that you can. So we're talking about information dominance.
And along those lines, keep in mind that once you start putting this information together in one place, that's not your mind, that binder becomes SI.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Also in this, yeah. Also in this, next thing you want to do is, you know, write down what or where do you want to monitor. Everything along those lines that we just talked about. It's like, and of course, at the end of this, you're still going to be identifying your intelligence gaps as you're writing things down. What do you not know? And fix it.
And also to get an extra set of eyes on it. Yeah, exactly. Have your spouse, have a friend, have a buddy, whoever. You know, if you have someone that you're training with, have them take a look at it and have them ask questions. If you can't answer it, you know, that's a great starting point. And yeah, that right there, looking for intelligence gaps, you're going to ask that for every single section in this area of study. Because that is the whole point of the ARSA, is filling out those gaps.
Yeah, absolutely. You should be at all times. I mean, I do this in my daily life where I'm just like, I get done and I'm standing there and I'm just like, what am I missing? What do I not know? What have I not done?
Yep. Absolutely. Next tab. So route maps of your AO and your AI. So.
Oh, hang on.
Oh, okay.
One important thing, your AO and your AI boundaries are allowed to change based on new information or experiences. Just don't box yourself in with like this concrete mindset of like, this information is set in stone. Nothing's going to change. In the world of intelligence, things change on a dime.
Nothing is set in stone. Everything is going to change.
Yes. Absolutely. Everything will change at the drop of a hat. So be prepared to be flexible on this.
100%. And so next time.
This podcast is sponsored by Blackbeard Firestarter. Blackbeard Firestarter has been our first choice in Firestarter since they introduced their Firestarter rope years ago.
Blackbeard offers their fire starters, their fire plugs, arc lighters, ferro rods, stormproof matches, everything you need to get a fire started.
Their products are made right here in the U.S. Wind and waterproof, have an insane burn time. They're basically dummy proof.
And to help you out, Blackbeard let us cherry pick from their store everything that we want, everything that we thought you needed to get a fire started, and we call it our Hard Time Strong Men Fire Kit. On top of that, they're also offering a 15% discount on anything in their store when you enter code STRONGMEN at checkout.
We can't recommend Blackbeard enough. They stand behind their products, and so do we.
Be sure to check them out at blackbeardfire.com and on Instagram at blackbeardfire. And as always, stay in the fight.
Stay in the fight.
Route maps. So, talk about route maps in your AO. So, okay, your home. So, say a route from home to your work, home to the grocery store, home to your buddy's house or training partner's house, home to your nearest family member, home to, you know, your school, your church, your work. Like I said, just anywhere that you frequent or anywhere that you intend to go. So if you have like a bug out location, like, okay, you know, if something happens, then we're going to go out to my buddy's ranch. Okay. Do a, you know, have a route map of that. And this is where Caltopo really shines. As far as just like static maps goes, because you can sit down layers for topography. You can figure out the distance. You can, I mean, there's just so much you can do with that. But also, if you have a grid up situation, then Google Maps, you know, Google Earth, you can go down, and Google Maps is now doing where you have like real time. If you have traffic or other disasters on the road, you can, I'm pretty sure you can share your location. Osmand is really great for offline maps. So you can go on there and you can set up different locations, and then you can download those maps onto your phone and you can freely navigate within that space, and you don't need an internet connection. Really great resource there.
That's awesome. I've never actually looked at that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really cool. And I would really stress, wherever you are setting out these routes, having tertiary or secondary and tertiary routes to wherever you're going. Right. So I frequent a highway in Texas, and that highway in Texas is a highway in Texas. So it's broke down half the time. And, you know, it'd be helpful to be able to know how to get around that. So keeping all of that in mind, and don't always assume that you're going to have a vehicle.
You know, oh God. So I laugh because if you've ever lived in Texas, you know exactly which highway we're talking about.
As is life.
It's been under construction for the last 700 years.
I was going to say, it's been since I've been here, which was a while ago now. So
it's been since before I moved there.
Goodness, dude. That's too much.
I'm not kidding. It's been under construction for like 20 years.
And then I would go a step further with route maps. So yes, it is great to get all this information, you know, on paper or on digits or whatever, but you should not have to rely on a map to get to places that you frequent or places that you intend to go.
Oh yeah, that should be committed to memory. That should be muscle memory. Yep,
this should be memory for everybody who's going to be navigating, right? That's my last tidbit there. Next up, physical terrain and weather. So this one, looking at topography, like we mentioned with Caltopo, you can see the topography, you can get your inclination declination lines, and you can see exactly what you're dealing with there. On the more, you know, martial side, choke points, alternative methods of travel. So if you're in air, or if you're in an area that has tunnels or logging roads, hiking trails, look out for lines of drift, which are, you know, natural funnels, natural paths of least resistance, place that people are naturally going to kind of, you know, funnel into, things like that. Okoka, you've heard us talk about that before. So Okoka stands for observation, cover and concealment, obstacles, key terrain, and avenues of approach. As with everything, identify your intelligence gaps and fix that. You know, physical terrain and weather. We talked about the Farmer's Almanac. That's a really great, you know, offline kind of idea of what your weather is going to be looking like. Well, I think last year I followed the hurricane tracker on IG just so I can get a basic idea of, you know, what you're dealing with, you know, whenever we're in hurricane season.
Just know that it's just going to be raining all the time.
Yeah. But, you know, physical terrain, you live there, homie, like figure it out. You should have an idea of what you're dealing with. Right.
You should know these lands better than anyone else.
Yeah. And this is where it's really going to shine, you know, with that information dominance. So especially with like logging trails, hiking trails, you know, you should know how to avoid the main highways. You should know, you know, if I want to get to the other side of town and, you know, not be on the main highway, or not take a, you know, a side street, I should know how to get there. Right. I don't live in a metropolitan area, but, you know, the subways, the metro, you know, underground tunnels, all that sort of stuff. You know, you should be able to know the ins and outs of this stuff so you can use it to your advantage. Moving on to the human terrain. You want to take this one? I see your little ingrain over there.
Sorry, it's just human. Oh, so human terrain. This goes hand in hand with human intelligence. So think about who lives in your AO. Like this could be your names, the identities, your demographics, your socioeconomics, your occupations. This could be your political affiliations. This could be your religious ideologies. This could be your this could be political attitudes. This could be attitudes in general, your beliefs, behaviors,
demeanors.
Yeah,
who are the power players, who are the influencers, your key personnel.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Like, does this place have an HOA? Like, you should know who the people in the HOA are. You should know, just ask questions, find out, just talk to people, you know, like be friendly. You can find out everything from their jobs, where they work, to, you know, where their spouses live and work, where their kids go to school. Like, it's so easy to get information out of people just by asking questions. People love to talk about themselves. It's actually kind of fun to talk to someone and say absolutely nothing about yourself, but just keep asking questions about them to see what kind of information that they'll actually give up. I swear to God, I've gotten so close to getting my neighbor's social security numbers. It's insane. They give up all sorts of information. It's crazy. I know where they work. I know where their spouses work. I know where their kids go to school.
And this has to do with the community portion, right? Talk to your neighbors. You know, set up a community watch. You know, who, like you said, who's in the HOA? Is there a community watch? Who's, you know, doing homeschool? Is there a homeschool group? Is there a 4-H group? You know, all those little communities, all those little subset communities, that's where you're going to find all the ins and outs of, you know, the politics of everything and, you know, who knows who. And that's where you're going to find the key personnel too. Like, you know, I met my buddy Jay through church, and that guy knows just about anything. You know, he has he could fill an entire wallet with all the certs and licensure that he has. I mean, the dude can weld, hunt, fish, fabricate, do all mechanics, HVAC, whatever. It don't matter. Like, he can do it, you know. And so we're talking about with the human terrain, you know, who knows what, you know, who has those special skills that you can utilize. And just the circles that guy has, just because he's a friendly guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yes,
circles on circles on circles. And if he doesn't know somebody, he knows somebody who does. If he can't help you, he knows somebody who can. You know, those are the guys that you need to get plugged in with.
It's the same premise that we use in Afghanistan. We knew everything about everyone because everybody knew somebody and everybody talked. Everybody loved to talk. All you got to do is ask questions. You can build an overview of, without it actually being a government, you can build the hierarchy of your area just by asking questions. Because at some point, somebody's going to be at the top. And that information can be very, very valuable if something happens.
Well, and even if, you know, it's not like a typical hierarchy, there's going to be someone who is the social butterfly who is connected with everybody else. And regardless of if they're a leader type or not, there's going to be somebody who knows more, who knows people. And, you know, that's invaluable. But that's what I'm saying. You know, get on social media, find your, you know, go on Instagram, Facebook, go on Nextdoor, you know, find your, you know, your neighborhood groups, your community events, go to your town halls, you know, go to church, you know, build that community, and the stuff naturally falls together. This naturally happens.
Yep.
You just need to pay attention.
Yep.
Critical infrastructure. So, simple questions, right? So where does my electricity come from? where does my water come from? Is it from a well? Is it from a water tower? Is it from the city? Where are those sources? Who has access to those sources? What does the security look like? What model master lock is on the gate to to the nearest electrical transformer? Okay.
And do I have a leashy pick for that?
It's so simple. Like, little questions. You know, where is my nearest hospital, trauma center, veterinary center, schools, law enforcement? So sheriff's office, police office, where's the jail?
Fire department.
Exactly. Where's the nearest ambulance, DBA ambulance station, all medical supply station, all these things. And that's where I'm stressing, make a map on CalTopo, or if at the very least, hop on Google Maps and export a map, but drop a pin for all of these different locations. You need this bigger picture here. Cause you're not going to try to, the thing with, and we talked about this with the last episode that we recorded for entry two. So a tool that you don't have on you available is a tool you don't have. It doesn't exist. So if you don't have this intelligence there and ready, you don't have the intelligence. It doesn't exist to you. It's not useful.
Right.
Anything else to add on that one?
I mean, in that case, it's not, you don't know what you don't know. But in that case, it's you do know what you don't know.
Right. I'm just saying, like, if you're in a situation where you can't collect that information anymore and you need to know it right then you're SOL.
Yeah, you're in trouble. You're absolutely in trouble. It's the right time to be finding out information about something critical, something time sensitive, is not when you need it at that time. You should have been finding that out yesterday.
Absolutely. But here's an example. So remember when we had all the riots going on?
Yep.
And had those dudes that were shooting up the medical or the electrical transformers, cutting power to everybody.
Yep.
Yeah. So if you know something's going down, right? And you know that your law enforcement, other organizations are stretched thin and you're available. Okay. Take that little mental leap. Okay. Might be good to check something out.
Yeah, but in that case, that's going to be a little bit dodgy.
Absolutely. I'm just saying, this obviously isn't for best case scenario stuff.
True.
So, first thing that they did in 1 second after they consolidated and they're like, oh, crap, this is not a good deal. I think they tried to touch base with Ashland.
Yes, they did.
And they figured out that they were hostile. They're like, okay, hey, we need to send, we need to send some people over to the dam. And we need to control that before they do.
Yep.
And they did. And they were able to keep the peace that way. Yeah. Because, hey,
surprise, surprise.
If if you don't play nice, then you don't get water. Right. You will lose privileges. So
yeah, exactly.
But these guys didn't do an era study. These were just a bunch of, good old boys who knew the land, knew their area. That's all we're trying to replicate here.
No, exactly. Exactly. And along those lines, too, you can get into your discovering the politics and governance of the area. So who's making the rules? That's pretty easy to find out. Everybody's got an address. Just saying.
But then
you can hit up your
part of the tab.
It is. Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying, but I'm saying. So you can look up official websites to find out who they are. There's elected official directories, there's social media. You can find phone numbers, email addresses, physical addresses, home, work. You can go to the town halls, the board meetings, everything.
Yeah.
Just find out who people are. You can put it, you can put it a face with a name if you go to these meetings and just build up your intelligence that way.
Right. Cause that's what, you know, like we said, who makes the rules? You know where the power is at the local level. You know, we are constantly stressing, you know, building your community, getting in, you know, getting involved, getting active at the lowest level so that you can be, you know, building the environment that you want. Right. So this all goes hand in hand with that.
Right.
And moving on to military, security, and law enforcement. So military side, figure out your active and active slash regular military components in your area. Okay. So locations, units, commanders, what uniforms they wear, what general equipment they have, their capabilities. Okay, you know, what trucks do they have parked outside? You know, you can those look on. I was gonna say, like, seriously, like the Strikers, it's a master lock.
Yeah, I mean,
you can pick a master lock. You know, figure it out.
Zombies don't have keys either. Just saying.
I mean, and you can look up, you know, a unit Facebook page. I mean, spouses really suck at OPSEC, so you need a lot of information there.
They're terrible.
Also, figure out your National Guard, you know, reserves. You know, that's I don't feel good about that. That's below the belt. It's like stealing candy
from me. Oh,
but
beating up a retarded kid, yeah. No, I get it.
Free stuff. That's what I'm talking about, guys. Free stuff. Figure out where your Free National stuff. Guard, you know, unit is. And then find their unit commander on Facebook, figure out whenever, you know, they're not home for the weekend. Anyways.
Go steal their nods.
Law enforcement side. So look up your law enforcement official websites. Who's your chief of police? Who's your sheriff? You know, what's the, you know, get a general feel for the kind of manpower they have. Political leanings. You know, once again, going along with the politics and government, you know, we know who's making the rules, but law enforcement's who's enforcing the rules. So figure out where they stand on that.
I mean, same with the politics too. Like your political and governance leaders, that they have political leanings, they have political ideologies. You got to figure out what they are because that will influence their decisions. Same with
100%. Yeah. And like I referenced in the beginning, radioreference.com. So that's where you're going to get your radio frequencies, other information for, you know, your law enforcement, for your first responders. Should also probably pick up a police scanner. Just extracurricular.
Just saying.
And then security side of things. So find out, look up your local private military, executive protection, militias, you know, whatever active groups are in your area. Both sides of the aisle, both, you know, left and right. Good things to know. I remember what, I don't know if it was our podcast or another podcast I listened to, but like somebody had infiltrated like a left-leaning, essentially a militia that they had set up. And he's like, yeah, dude, I got all the deets. I got like their, you know, their numbers. I got everybody's phone numbers, email addresses, everything. Like, just take some social engineering.
That's
beautiful.
Like I was saying, people love to talk. Like they will volunteer information freely if they like, if they trust.
Oh my gosh, man. Who's the reporter? Some project. It's on IG, but it, gosh, what's it called?
The project. It's Project Veritas.
Yes. Oh my gosh, man. Just getting people to talk. It's like, oh man, like we're just here having, you know, having supper. Like, oh my gosh, really? Like you talked to that guy? You must be so important. Oh, I'm not that important. They told me about this. It's like people just talk, man. It's crazy.
It's so stupid. Like it's fun to watch their videos, but at the same time, it's so pathetic because you can sit there and just be like, oh yeah, they'll just sit there and talk to the reporter and just like, oh yeah, we weaponized our entire like news media against Trump, or you know. yeah, we were totally like colluding to do in this political figure. It's just like,
oh, that's so funny. Ha ha ha. Why would you do that? Oh, screw that guy. That's why.
That's jail time. That's treason.
Anyway.
That leads us to your economy and finance. So you're looking for your major employers, your industries. What are your employment rates? You know, what are your high and low economic areas, like we were talking about earlier? And what really, this one to me, because I grew up on one, on a farm, this one hits home. What's your agricultural economic health? Do you know what the price of wheat is? Do you know what the price of corn is? Do you know how much can be grown in a certain area?
Do you know your local farmer?
Yes. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge. Become friends with your local farmers. They will help you out in times of crisis. I guarantee it.
I can't explain how important it is to know the people who make your food. Like,
yes.
I don't. So overlooked. It's crazy.
Your food does not start and appear in your local grocery store. It doesn't. It starts on the farms. It starts in the woods. It starts anywhere but in the city.
And like you said, dude, like if your local farmer's hurting, so are you.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, it's just, yeah, so much. But also, like you said, with the economy, so your unemployment rates. So if you live in a place with super high unemployment rates, super low economic areas, you're going to have a rough time, you know?
Yeah. So
figure out parts of town that have high unemployment, low income, and act accordingly.
Yeah. You could be driving down one street and it looks like Beverly Hills, and you turn the corner, it looks like the Battle of Fallujah.
So you turn the corner and you can't see through your windshield anymore because there's a brick through it. Yeah.
Right.
Life comes at you fast.
It does.
Which leads us to threat overview.
Good segue.
The fun slide. So threat overview, looking at conventional forces. So this session is all about brainstorming. You know, war gaming, playing with your buddies. So thinking of conventional threats. So brainstorm potential threats. So a police state, Red Dawn scenario, lockdowns. If there's a conventional force on force, you know, event happening right on your head, you know, what does that look like? What does that entail? You know, what do you have to plan for in that scenario?
I can tell you this, it looks like a bad time.
Yes, it's not great. Not great at all.
Absolutely not. I mean, neither is the irregular side of it.
Yeah. Nothing's worse than the other. You know what I mean? War sucks. Period.
It does.
But, you know, that's why you need to wargame this stuff, because with conventional, you know, everybody's wearing a uniform. Okay. Like, I know what the bad pattern looks like.
Right.
Irregular side? Dude, you be talking about gangs. You be talking about mobs, looters. Irregular units, period. You know, guerrilla units, guys that are just wearing street clothes who are organized,
freaking Taliban
and
Al-Qaeda,
like, just, and you know, a couple pop shots and then they blend right back into the crowd. You know, it's crazy, man.
If they can't blend back into the crowd, they just drop their weapon on the ground and we can't engage them.
Yeah,
I mean, we can now because, you know, civilians don't have an ROE. Thank God.
I never signed the Geneva Conventions. Catastrophic. So this is your Mascal scenario. So hurricanes, tornadoes, flooding, earthquakes, tsunamis, wildfires, pandemics, epidemics, etc. This is gosh, everything's happening. Mass shootings. Yeah, this is, oh my gosh, everything's happening all at once. And how do you plan for that?
Hashtag nightmare scenarios. The only thing you can really do that is about those is have a plan in case the worst happens and rehearse it. That's all you can do.
Yeah. Period. I mean, there's nothing else really to it.
No.
You know, do you think anybody was ready for the recent hurricanes? No. It's like,
I can tell you nobody had any
inclination that it was going to get that bad. I mean, we're still I know the news is talking about it, but people are still hurting in Tennessee. People are still hurting in the Carolinas. I mean, it's like people are literally building roads because FEMA's not helping. Like you said, I think you put it pretty succinctly, nightmare scenario.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got hit head on by Milton. It was not pretty. And of course, both of those, it was just like, I think it was Milton that came from Mexico. The whole time, the weather service was telling us it's just going to be a Cat 2. So I forgot about it. Like, I literally was just like, it's Cat 2, it's nothing. And then, like, 2-3 days before it hit, they're like, oh yeah, it's gonna be a Cat 5.
Crazy.
What the hell happened to the Cat 2 you were talking about? Now we really have to freaking get going. But then by that time, there's no plywood, there's no water on the shelves, there's no... Dude, I have never seen the bread aisle completely empty, ever.
That's interesting. Yeah,
it was completely empty. Water was gone, bread was gone, period. Like, I've never seen that. Water, yes, I get it, it happens. Bread, never seen that. Usually it's toilet paper.
I was gonna say, you should bake your own bread.
Yeah, exactly. Bake your own freaking bread. I mean, you probably can if you don't have power because of a hurricane, but you know, whatever.
You have cast iron.
Cast iron, yeah, grill.
Get it done. Disruptive is literally anything that disrupts operations. Period. Heavy fog, ice storms, snowstorms, droughts, heat waves. Anything that throws a wrench in things. That's disruptive.
And that's just the weather side.
Yeah, there is so much more.
Then you have the human side with, you know, protests, with mobs, with looters.
Riots, mobs. I mean, so for example, think you're trying to get through city so that you can, you know, bug out to your buddy out in the country. You get halfway through downtown and then all of the roads are blocked with bodies. Like, that's pretty disruptive.
Oh, incredibly disruptive. Like, what are you going to do in that case? Just run them over, speed bumps.
So just put the pedal down nice and firm.
Pedal down, windshield wipers on. Sorry, it got dark in here.
That was such a visual. I wasn't ready for that, man. Oh my goodness. The windshield wiper got me. I don't know why that got me so bad.
Dude. Hope you sprayed Rain-X on your window because there's going to be a lot of blood.
Brightside Bucky's has a car wash now. Anyway.
That's nice. Is it gasoline flavored?
If you're brave enough. Guys, that's all we had for area study, unless if I missed anything. You know, anything else? You used to be an intelligence nerd.
No. I think we covered everything. We touched on SIGINT. We did human.
I was gonna say, I call that a good start, guys. You know, we gave you a lot to think about, a lot to consider. This will, you know, our show notes will obviously be on, you know, like I said, our Patreon on the public side, so everybody can have access to that. Highly, highly, highly recommend that you check out Mike Shelby's, you know, Forward Observers video on the subject on YouTube. Just type in how to do an area study. It'll be one of the first ones that pops up. You know, great information there, but really, really dig into this. This is something that you can do, you know, when you get off work, as you're driving around, as you're going to church or board meeting, you know, whatever. If you're intentional, everything that you do can be gathering intelligence. So, you know, keep that in mind, you know, change your mind frame and, you know, get this done. That, what do we call it? Keep forgetting that information dominance is something that you need to be striving for. So until next time, guys, we are the Hard Time Shaman podcast. Dream of a better class of man. Stay in the fight.
Stay in the fight. Check out our Discord, where we talk about all of the topics that we talk about in our conversations, but in deep dive format. We have a lot of members on there of varying skill sets, of varying proficiencies, all talking about all these topics, sharing their experiences. So join today and help us expand our knowledge base.
And check out our Patreon. Our Patreon, outside of just backing up all of our episodes for when we eventually get canceled, our patrons get access to our exclusive episodes, our pre-shows, our post-shows, our little tidbits here and there that we aren't really supposed to talk about. We're also opening up all of these exclusive episodes for people to individually purchase. So you don't have to get tied into a tier in order to get all that content. You can dip your toes in a little bit, decide you like it, then come and join us on that. We're having exclusive conversations, and along with the Discord, we are just building that community, building that skill set, that mastery of these proficiencies. And this, outside of our sponsor, is what's keeping the lights on and keeping all of this information, all these classes rolling for you guys. So make sure to check out our Patreon. And one last thing, guys, the world is better with you in it. If you're feeling suicidal or if you're in crisis, dial 988 or reach out at 988lifeline.org to get help. Someone's always on the line. So if you need a lifeline, remember 988. Stay in the fight.
Stay in the fight.